Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the story of Jesus. Yesterday, we learned about the fate of Judas. Today, we are going to learn about Jesus before Pilate. So, grab a fuzzy blanket and your favorite stuffed animal because it's time to follow Jesus. This is the story of Jesus, chapter 20, before Pilate. After Christ had been condemned by the judges of the Sanhedrin, he was taken at once to Pilate, the Roman governor, to have the sentence confirmed and executed. The Jewish priests and rulers could not themselves enter the judgment hall of Pilate. By the ceremonial laws of the nation, they would become defiled by doing so, and thus be debarred from taking part in the feast of the Passover. In their blindness, they did not see that Christ was the real Passover lamb, and that since they had rejected him, this great feast had for them lost its meaning. As Pilate beheld Jesus, he saw a man of noble countenance, a dignified bearing. No trace of crime was to be seen on his face. Pilate turned to the priests and asked, "What accusations bring you against this man?" His accusers did not wish to state particulars, and so were not prepared for this question. They knew that they could bring no truthful evidence on which the Roman governor would condemn him, so the priests called the false witnesses to their aid, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this fellow perverting the nation, and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ a king." This was false, for Christ had plainly sanctioned the payment of tribute to Caesar. When the lawyers had tried to entrap him in regard to this very matter, he had said, "Give to Caesar what is Caesar's." Pilate was not deceived by the testimony of the false witnesses. He turned to the Savior and asked, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "It is as you say." When they heard this answer, Caiaphas and those who were with him called Pilate to witness that Jesus had admitted the crime of which they accused him. With noisy cries, they demanded that he be sentenced to death. As Christ made no answer to his accusers, Pilate said to him, "Answer you nothing? Behold how many things they witness against you." But Jesus answered nothing. Pilate was perplexed. He saw no evidence of crime in Jesus, and he had no confidence in those who were accusing him. The noble appearance and quiet manner of the Savior were in direct contrast to the excitement and fury of his accusers. Pilate was impressed with this and was well satisfied of his innocence. Hoping to gain the truth from him, he took Jesus by himself and questioned him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Christ did not give a direct answer to this question, but asked, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" The Spirit of God was striving with Pilate. The question of Jesus was intended to lead him to examine his own heart more closely. Pilate understood the meaning of the question. His own heart was open before him, and he saw that his soul was stirred by conviction. But pride arose in his heart, and he answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you unto me. What have you done?" Pilate's golden opportunity had passed. But Jesus desired Pilate to understand that he had not come to be an earthly king. Therefore, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from the world." Pilate then asked, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. To this end was I born. For this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate had a desire to know the truth. His mind was confused. He eagerly grasped the words of the Savior, and his heart was stirred with a great longing to know what the truth really was and how he could obtain it. He asked Jesus, "What is truth?" But he did not wait to receive an answer. The tumult of the crowd outside the Hall of Justice had increased to a roar. The priests were clamorous for immediate action, and Pilate was recalled to the interests of the hour. Going out to the people, he declared, "I find in him no fault at all." These words from a heathen judge were a scathing rebuke to the base perfidy and falsehood of the rulers of Israel, who were accusing the Savior. As the priests and elders heard this from Pilate, their disappointment and rage knew no bounds. They had long plotted and waited for this opportunity. As they saw the prospect of the release of Jesus, they seemed ready to tear him in pieces. They lost all reason and self-control and gave vent to curses, behaving more like demons than like men. They loudly denounced Pilate and threatened him with the censure of the Roman government. They accused Pilate of refusing to condemn Jesus, who, they affirmed, he had set himself up against Caesar. Then they raised the cry, "He stirred up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place." Pilate at this time had no thought of condemning Jesus. He was sure of his innocence. But when he heard that Christ was from Galilee, he decided to send him to Herod, the ruler of that province, who was then in Jerusalem. By this course, Pilate thought to shift the responsibility of the trial from himself to Herod. Jesus was faint from hunger and weary from loss of sleep. He was also suffering from the cruel treatment he had received. But Pilate delivered him again to the soldiers. And he was dragged away amid the jeers and insults of the merciless mob. To be continued. It's time now for our questions. Question number one. Did Pilate see Jesus as guilty and as a criminal, or did he see him as just and noble and innocent? Question number two. When Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" what did Jesus say? Question number three. What did Pilate do after he asked Jesus, "What is truth?" Did he wait for an answer, or did he just hear all the crowd outside and get distracted instead of waiting and listening to what Jesus had to say? You can send your answers to us at aplacetodosomething@gmail.com, or you can tag us on Instagram and Facebook with your answers. And we have really been enjoying seeing your answers every single day. In fact, I want to give a little shout out to Jude, who has been faithfully sending his answers in every day. I am so proud of you for sending your answers in, and you have been doing really well, and I'm so glad that you've been listening to our program. There have been a few of you who've been sending in your answers faithfully, so I have not forgotten you, and there will be some shout-outs in a later program, so just keep listening. Don't forget to check out the activity today at aplacetodosomething.com/thestory, and you can send us what you've been doing for your activity at our email. And don't forget to check back tomorrow for the next chapter in the story of Jesus.
This audio program was brought to you by A Place to Do Something and narrated by Ruthie Reeves. You can find more programs like this at www.aplacetodosomething.com.